you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with the Professor Jeffrey Mishlove, Dr. PhD in parapsychology. What's it like being a parapsychologist, Jeffrey? Did you ever think you'd make a living doing this?
Well, I had high hopes, but I have to tell you that it's a tough road to hoe. I got an email just today from a high school student who says, I'd like to have a career in parapsychology, much as I did when I was a college student. And the standard advice that everybody who's knowledgeable in the field, and I have to say I'm probably one of them, would say to people, get a conventional degree first, establish yourself. If you're going to become a scientist, get tenure, get a good reputation, then you can begin to explore the paranormal dimensions of life. Of course, I didn't follow that advice myself, and I have no regrets, but it takes an unusual person, somebody who's willing to be entrepreneurial about it. If you're not going to listen to the advice of people who say you should really get your degree elsewhere.
And there aren't many Robert Bigelows around to do what they've just done.
No, and even so, you know, I was in the field for half a century before this came about.
Don't you wish this would have happened 30 years ago?
Yeah, it would have made a big difference back then.
Absolutely. You would have invested in Apple Computer when it was nothing. What do you think the afterlife is, Jeffrey?
Well, I think it's part of us, actually, those of us who are here in the physical plane. It's about our consciousness. We actually, and there are many people, mystics and near-death experiencers and meditators and others, who are able to access the afterlife. Most people are too busy, you know, running around in the rat race to pay much attention to it. But if you were to explore your dreams and the subtle messages and signals that the universe is giving you throughout the day, you'd discover that the afterlife is probably as close to you as your own skin.
Well, that could be too. Parapsychology, is it accepted yet by the scientific world?
Technically, yes. The Parapsychological Association has been officially affiliated with the American Association for the Advancement of Science since 1969. But from a sociological point of view, probably not. Most universities have nothing to do with parapsychology. Many scientific establishments refuse to have, for example, publish papers about it in reputable journals. It's still, there's a stigma associated with this field. I mean, why is it when I got my degree in 1980, here we are almost 42 years later, not a single doctoral diploma that says parapsychology has been issued?
Well, that's amazing, too. Now, where does reincarnation fit into this puzzle? Or does it?
It certainly does. And I have to say this, at the University of Virginia, they're doing very good research on reincarnation. They're looking at young children who have memories of a previous life. Almost as soon as they can start to talk, they begin to tell about their previous lifetimes. The University of Virginia, over the last half century, has collected 2,500 cases of this type, and of them, I think it's 1,700 of them have been what they call solved, which means that the information provided by the child actually led to the identification of the previous personality.
Jeffrey, did you know the late Rosemary Ellen Guiley, one of our great guests?
As a matter of fact, I did. She was a friend of mine, yes.
I miss her dearly, but she was just as great booster of the spirit world on the other side. But she and I wrote a book together called Talking to the Dead about some of the various communication mechanisms that were being developed or that were out there to try to communicate with the dead. And, you know, Edison tried to do it. So many people tried to come up with technology that could allow you to tap into the other side. I think one day we may be able to do that in a big way. What do you think?
It's currently going on. There's a lovely woman, Annabella Cardoso, who currently lives in Spain, former Portuguese diplomat, has published articles about it in the Journal of Neuroquantology, a scientific journal. She has been observed having conversations with deceased loved ones that are clear, articulate, and unmistakably going back and forth using a radio receiver tuned to a band, a government band that's just white noise. So I think it depends on the operator, the human involved. It makes a big difference. There are all sorts of devices that seem to work when you have the right person operating them.
What does that tell you about the other side, the fact that electronics can reach some of the people who have passed on?
It's quite amazing. I had an experience like that myself, as a matter of fact. A very interesting story involving Russell Targ's daughter, Elizabeth.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
She was a friend of mine who died in 2002 at the age of 41. She was a psychiatrist, beautiful woman, talented psychical researcher. And after she died, there were many, many communications. Russell had them himself. Even total strangers got communications from Elizabeth. And one night I was having a dream, and like my dream of Uncle Harry that I mentioned earlier, more real than real. Elizabeth came to me in the dream, and I said to her, "Elizabeth, how wonderful to see you. I am so impressed with all the communications I've been hearing about, especially the physical ones." And at that moment, the phone next to my bed rang. It was 3 a.m, and I picked it up. There was just white noise.
Oh, wow. Wow. And I bet she knew your phone number when she was alive. That's amazing.
It's really something how these things happen. And I think if I had been more sensitive, maybe more telepathic, I would have heard her voice in the white noise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We had a story yesterday that was in the Skeptical Inquirer where they were able to, this is what they say, they identified who was the little boy that the Exorcist book was written about, the little boy from Baltimore, Maryland, and that he ended up growing up becoming a NASA engineer and died last year. Now, let's assume all of that is correct. The possession, the exorcism, which also took place in St. Louis, the little boy was brought here into a hospital where a couple Roman Catholic priests exorcised him. What do you think of that, demons possessing people?
Well, I can't say too much about demons, but I do know that deceased individuals can possess people.
Really?
Yes, there are good cases of possession. In fact, I included several in my grand prize essay about it. There's no question that that possession by the deceased exists. Now, you know, the theosophists, Madame Blavatsky and the theosophists used to say it's not the deceased. These are all demons. These are, you know, entities that are masquerading as the deceased. And even the great psychologist William James thought that might be the case. He was hoping that by now science would have explored that question. Can we distinguish between a deceased individual and a demonic entity trying to pretend to be such a person? But we haven't even begun to look at that question yet.
Escape artist Harry Houdini was obsessed with trying to communicate with his dead mother and went and saw just about every medium he could find during that era and found out that all of them were probably not real. We've had a lot of mediums on this program. I'm not going to mention their names, but some of them are pretty prominent. What do you think of mediumship?
Well, there's a lot of good evidence, a lot of research on mediums going back to the days of William James over 100 years ago. There's certainly been a lot of fraud, but I think, you know, with reference to Houdini, there are people who suggest and bring forth evidence that he himself used trickery in order to condemn mediums who were in fact legitimate. So I think he got obsessed with the idea of disproving mediums at one point. I'm not convinced that all of his so-called exposés can be trusted at all. I'm inclined to take the side of mediums. And the problem is, if you're a medium, the skeptics are going to assume that you're some sort of a criminal.
Right. That's true. Did you see the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg?
I did. I really liked that movie.
What did you think of the role she played of a medium where these spirits basically walked into her? She channeled them.
You know, it's very interesting. I did an interview with a medium in Britain, Stuart Alexander, one of the great physical mediums of our day. And he referenced that movie in our interview. He said that's just how it feels for him when the spirit comes into his body, just as it happened in that movie.
You would think it would get annoying after a while.
Well, maybe you get accustomed to it.
What would you say to a skeptic today, Jeffrey, trying to convince them about the other side, if you were trying to convince them?
Well, I suppose the first thing I would say is read my essay, then we can talk.
That's right.
Let's see if they would bother to read it. But the truth is that people get convinced mostly if they have a direct experience themselves. There's no substitute for that. And all of the evidence and all of the books, there have been great books and fabulous evidence going back to the 1850s. But if you haven't had a direct experience, it's hard for people to accept it because fundamentally we live in a materialistic culture.
Is this religious? Is it spiritual? What's going on?
I would say it's more spiritual than religious. You know, the religions all pay lip service to the afterlife. I grew up in what's called a conservative Jewish synagogue, and we believe in the afterlife, but whenever you inquire about it, we're told this is a religion for the living, not for the dead. Don't ask questions.
Well, this is where I'm coming from on so many of these fronts. We really can't explain our physical life. We really can't explain. I just take God out of the equation for a moment. We can't explain how we got here, what life is, the complexities of life. I can't even get a scientist to explain the Big Bang and how things started because nobody really knows. The complexity of all this, Jeffrey, when you deal with the life and the afterlife and the fact that there is something happening, you've proved it, it's truly remarkable. But we just don't have the answers to all of them, do we?
The real miracle is that we're here at all.
I agree. And I don't think we're some digital matrix, you know, some computerized thing that Elon Musk thinks we are. I think we're real.
Yeah. Yeah, human beings are not machines.
Not at all. And we may have been created, but we're not created by some computer software.
No.
Where somebody just wipes us out. But, I mean, the complexity of all of this and the organization and the... It's like this puzzle where all the pieces fit, isn't it?
Well, the most important thing, the bedrock, is that you are conscious, and I am conscious, and our listeners and viewers are all conscious people, and that's where it starts, with consciousness.
We're going to take your calls next hour with Jeffrey Mishlove, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. What other books do you have out there other than The PK Man?
Well, my first book was called The Roots of Consciousness. It was written in 1975. It was a bestseller in the day. And I have another book out based on my doctoral dissertation called Psi Development Systems, which is a book about an overview, an academic analysis of methods for training psychic abilities.
Are you friends with Raymond Moody?
I am, indeed. I'm very fond of Raymond.
He's got a great mind, doesn't he?
Yes, indeed.
There's a lot of people trying to do what you've been doing, and that's to convince the world about the other side. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Let me bring God into the equation now for just a moment. What do you think of the concept of God?
I'm very open to the concept of God. It's, you know... Someone asked Einstein that question once, and he paused for a long time, and he said, there are 30 different definitions I can think of God. Which one do you want?
How true. I even think Stephen Hawking became a believer, didn't he?
Well, I can't say for sure. I think he was pretty skeptical of the paranormal right up to the end. But his student, Bernard Grad, has been a past president of the Society for Psychical Research and deeply interested in both spirituality and the afterlife.
He wrote a book with a fellow by the name of Leonard Mlodinow, who was a guest on our program several times. And Leonard did tell us that Stephen was believing in a godlike figure, which I think is pretty remarkable for him to come around like that.
Yeah.
Now, when people try to communicate with the other side, as you mentioned, dreams, for example, who's doing what? Is it you to them or them to you, the spirit?
Well, that's a very good question. And when my Uncle Harry appeared to me in a dream, when Elizabeth Targ appeared to me in a dream, it certainly felt like it was them doing it.
Because you weren't summoning them up, were you?
No. No, I mean, people can. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I think on the other side, they're as interested as we are, or as disinterested as we are sometimes in having this communication.
Or I've always been convinced, too, Jeffrey, there's something they didn't complete in this life, and they just desperately want to get it out to us.
Yeah. Well, and that you find in Shakespeare and in Hamlet.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.